It is time for Sarah's Wiki Corner. Hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Hello. Wiki Corner today brought to you by Niblack Foods in the Genesee Valley Regional Markets. Whoops, what are we learning about today on your Wiki Corner?
Well, we're continuing our theme week on five people who shaped Christmas.
Yes.
Yesterday we talked about Charles Dickens.
We did.
And today we're going to talk about another author, however, an American author this time.
Yeah.
Washington Irving.
A Washington Irving.
You're a big fan of his work,
I love his work.
Yeah, big Washington Irving fan.
Yeah.
So he was an American short story writer, essayist, biographer, historian, and diplomat of the early 19th century. And he's known for the short stories Rip Van Winkle.
Yes.
And The Legend of Sleepy Hollow.
Right.
Yes.
That one too.
But one of his most lasting contributions to American culture is in the way that we celebrate Christmas.
Oh, really?
Yes.
All right. Well, he was a diplomat, so very influential.
Right.
What do we have?
So Irving was the first to pen the idea of St. Nicholas flying in a vehicle in the sky.
Oh, okay.
In his 1809 book called A History of New York, he describes a dream sequence featuring St. Nicholas soaring over treetops in a flying wagon, laying the groundwork for the figure that we'd eventually embrace as Santa Claus.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Irving had traveled to England in 1815, where various personal and professional interests kept him abroad until 1832. And it was there that he wrote another collection of short stories called The Sketchbook. And that's what introduced three of Irving's most enduring and iconic characters, Rip Van Winkle, Ichabod Crane, and the Headless Horseman.
All right. Yeah, the Headless Horseman.
But also within that book, which is weird because there's like, yeah, Rip Van Winkle, you've got Ichabod Crane, the Headless Horseman, and Christmas.
Oh,
all in the same book.
Sure.
Kind of a weird grouping of stories.
Diverse.
But there you go. So he actually wrote five Christmas stories within that book, portraying an idealized and old-fashioned celebration in an English country manner.
Hmm.
Irving's stories depicted harmonious, warm-hearted English Christmas customs he observed while staying in Birmingham, England, that had largely been abandoned. He wrote with fondness of old English Christmases with their dinners and dancing and singing, their decorations and blazing fires, and the air of good cheer.
Mm.
And he advanced Christmas as the festive season for presents and feasting that now dominates American celebrations.
We love the feasting.
We do. And the presents.
Yeah, you're right.
Irving also wrote extensively about mistletoe, including a note that explained how young men would kiss girls under the mistletoe while plucking berries from the mistletoe at the same time.
Is that right, dude? Is that what you're supposed to do?
No. I don't know. Never heard of that, but yeah.
Plucking the berries.
Irving's homage to the holiday resonated with the public here in America, except for in Pennsylvania, where there were German settlers who were already enthusiastic celebrators of Christmas.
Yeah.
Irving contributed to a revival of Christmas customs in the United States.
Oh.
Charles Dickens later credited Irving as an influence on his own Christmas writings, including A Christmas Carol.
Which we talked about
yesterday.
Yesterday.
Yeah. Irving also popularized the nickname Gotham for New York City, and he is credited with inventing the expression, the almighty dollar.
Really?
Yeah.
Look at this fella.
I know. Irving was one of the first American writers to earn acclaim in Europe and is largely credited as the first American to earn his living solely by his pen. So being a professional writer, basically, and earning a living by that.
What a fella.
Irving perfected the American short story and was the first American writer to set his stories firmly in the United States, even as he took from German or Dutch folklore.
Hmm.
He is also generally credited as one of the first to write in the vernacular and without an obligation to presenting morals in his short stories, writing stories simply just to entertain rather than enlighten.
It was the beginning of the end, then.
It was, right. Irving served as ambassador to Spain in the 1840s and continued to publish regularly throughout his life, and he completed a five-volume biography of George Washington just 8 months before his death at the age of 76.
Wow, what a life, huh?
Yeah.
This dude did a lot.
Wrote a lot of different things.
The almighty dollar.
Yes, all in right. Gotham.
Yeah, you picked out the Gotham one really surprises me.
I know, right?
I would have thought that was totally like a 1950s kind of intention.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You taught me a lot today, Sarah.
Yeah.
As always. You picked out a record to go along with Washington Irving, did you?
Yeah, so I thought we would play Must Be Santa by Bob Dylan.
Let's take a listen to it. Thanks, Sarah.
You're welcome.
That's Mr. Bob Dylan and Must Be Santa on Legends 102.7. Sarah, do you remind us, why did we just play that record?
Well, because we were talking about Washington Irving and all the different ways that he influenced our Christmas.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Ready.
Go.
All right. Washington Irving was the first to write about St. Nicholas flying in a vehicle in the sky.
He also wrote extensively about mistletoe.
And he is credited with helping to revive Christmas customs here in America.
Thank you.
Yes.
Mr. Washington Irving. grateful for all of that. Learned a lot there. Again, I'll go back to the Gotham thing, the fact that he invented the term Gotham City.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. Yeah. I love that he did that. Folks want to learn more about Washington Irving. Sarah, where do they go? What do they do?
You can go to my wiki blog. Right. If you go to legends1027.com, on the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
You can always tune in and watch this live on Facebook every day, as so many people do. Facebook.com/legends1027. You can always comment in the comments. That's what it's there for, after all. And then we archive the
video.
In the
comment section, is that where you would do that?
You would do that. That's what it's designated for.
You would write a comment right there?
Yes. Okay. You can like it in the like button,
mm-hmm.
but you can comment in the comment section.
Okay.
Then you can share it also by clicking share. You could also, not the musician, you could also then go to the YouTube where we archive everything.
Yes.
Up to YouTube, search Sarah's WikiCorn. You'll find the entire library up there to peruse at your convenience. Literally years of material up there.
That's right.
Someday there will be years. Not yet, but there will be years.
Yes.
We are working
eventually.
On it. All right. That brought to you by Niblack Foods in the Genesee Valley Regional Market. Sarah, thanks so much for coming in today. Appreciate
it. You're welcome.
Queen Charlotte, Thomas Nast, Charles Dickens, Washington Irving, and there's just one name blank on the board. We'll see who it is next. Or tomorrow, rather.
Tomorrow.
Not next.
Not next.
No.
On the next WikiCorn.
Yes.
Which will be tomorrow.
Yeah. So just keep listening.
Yeah.
Right through.
Yeah.
Thank you, Sarah. Traffic and weather next on Legends 1027.